Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no, everyone. Thank you once again for tuning in this evening. You know, just to recap last night's unbelievably awesome show with Pastor Tayao Tavanga, just a heart-moving recollection of being with the women at WCCC last week, Wednesday. You know, and tonight, once again, we're privileged to have her back again. She's traveled all the way from the west side, despite the traffic, to be with us here this evening. But, you know, we want to give a shout out to everyone that's out there listening. And, you know, we have a bunch of faithful listeners. I want to shout out to our Ohana out there on the island of Maui, Shandy, Janelle, everyone, and Pat, you know, you listening over there. Yeah, that's Sister Lynn in the back. She's our sound effects, but we've got her on a short leash today. But, you know, even Cousin Michael over there. Kaipo, if you ever fix that radio, turn them on. Hello, that's your sister and your brother-in-law, bro. And, you know, just everyone that's listening. The Reyes family, Mr. Gabriel Reyes here on Oahu. You know, Brother Nathan. You know, all of our friends over there in Utah, California, Arizona, worldwide on the World Wide Web, www.freeinsideministry.org has all of our programs. But if you go to www.995theword.com, you'll also find it there as we are live. But, you know, want to give just a thank you for all of you that tune in. I don't know how many of you just got through the traffic going out to the west side, or if you've been sitting in your patio out in Waimanalo watching the moon come out tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we have a wonderful program tonight. Just so blessed once again. But wanted to remind everyone, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future." And we just hold on to that verse for dear life. We take that into the prisons every day that we go on. You know, Free Inside Ministry is blessed. We are truly blessed to have God's grace upon us to allow us to go into the system and provide between 40 to 45 services every month on the island of Oahu. And we will soon be returning to Saguaro. I want to give a shout out to our 1,500 brothers from the 808 state that are in Saguaro. And we're going to be there shortly in the month of October. And I want to give a shout out to Mark Benson and his wonderful team, Honolulu Ford, for making the dreams of Free Inside Ministry a reality. Thank you, my brother. And we want to thank all of the staff and management here at Salem Media, Hawaii 99.5 FM, Jack Waters, Leilani, Donnie at our sister station, and everyone else that's here, Bart De Silva, Phil Abbott, and of course, Raf, the technician, doing a wonderful job. You know, it wouldn't be able to take place if we didn't have teamwork. And it's kind of like being a believer in Christ. You're not going to do it on your own, but you're going to do it with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen? Amen. And, you know, we're just so blessed. You know, last night we were so just privileged to have Pastor Tayao Tavanga. I've been practicing that for the last 37 minutes to say it properly, because when she first put it on the paper, she goes, "Oh, Tayao," I said, "it sounds like Chinese. We're in Pololo Chinese home or something." She goes, "No, it's, you know, it's not Chinese." So anyway, we had a lively discussion, and I told her if I couldn't pronounce her last name properly, Tavanga, I'm just going to call her and maybe just paraphrase it slightly so everyone understand, and just say Pastor Tayao Tira, and that would go really far, because that's a four-letter word like love, and we're going to make it happen. But you know, she's just a bundle of energy. She is a passionate woman filled with the passion of Jesus Christ himself. And you know, we've been so blessed to come into agreement and unity together. You know, we shared a meal together last week, and they've asked us not to come back to that restaurant, so we're looking for another place to meet. But it was memorable.
Right.
You know, like they say in softball, one and done. So usually it's two in queue, but on that one it's one and done. But that's okay, because we ate enough for 3 weeks. We're fine. You know, we're like camels. We don't know where the water going to come from, so you better get them now. But just had a wonderful time. You know, our party of six ate enough for half the room. And the military families were kind of upset. They didn't have a chance to eat any crab, but, well, they should have came earlier. It's not our fault. And then, yes, we also want, right there. But it was just a wonderful time. It was just a wonderful time being there. You see, because when the body of Christ, when the brothers and sisters of Christ get together, it's so easy to talk about the struggles of the day, but it's even easier to talk about the victories in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because everyone has a story. Everyone has something where they've come from. And if you're a believer, you know where you're going. Because if you don't know your identity, there's no way you're going to know your destiny. A lot of times in our ministry, we're trying to explain that everyone, they have an identity. Their identity is in the kingdom, and it's with Jesus Christ. And we also had a lovely dinner, and, you know, I was actually, had to have my wife write down the name so I don't make a mistake, and it was Michelle and Nell Sagapolotele. And I hope I said that last name right.
Yes.
We had a, I don't know if you guys are related, Michelle, but, you know, there's a young man who played at St. Louis and also up at Weber State with our son, Adam Sagapolotele White. And that's family. And I also worked with a man many years ago named Tiki Sagapolotele from Ayers. Right? That's all family. Yeah, I don't know about Polynesians, but if you get the first three letters right, they're all family. So, you know, we all cousins. And want to give a shout out to Brother John for putting up with his lovely wife for all this time. John, I'd like to take an offering, but they kind of give them to the radio. But, you know, she's going to bring you home two donuts later on tonight. So, and John, the reason I love you, brother, is you're real. You know what I mean? You wear that S on your shirt, and that's for Superman, because you're Superman in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
And anybody who can go to dessert and come back with five legs of crab is a Superman in my book, because that's just giving it. You know, I talk about getting cracked. You was giving cracks last night. You was cracking the crab here, cracking the crab there. And, you know, I don't want to see your dental bill, but you should use the utensils and not your teeth all the time, brother. But we love you. We love you. And it's funny because when you get crab guts flying all over the place, how can you not laugh, you know? Feel sorry for the waiters and the waitresses that they came by with the mops and the vacuums after us. But we had fun. Praise the Lord. You know, you got to have a sense of humor because, you know, God has a sense of humor.
Yes,
and I use that in the prison a lot. I say God has a sense of humor. And, you know, prison is a dark place. I don't know if you've ever been there. Hopefully not. But if you do, you know what I'm talking about. So I use humor to try and open the eyes of their heart. I try and use humor to bring some calmness to the room. So I say, guys, come on, God has a sense of humor. Look, he made me. And if you've ever seen me or if you've seen any of my very few posts on Facebook, you'll notice that I'd be pretty comical. Some people have called me Curly from the Three Stooges. Some people have called me Kojak, for those of you old enough to remember that show, Telly Savalas. And for the younger crew, a lot of them just call me Shrek. So between the three, you get kind of a visual. But I'm going to come out and in truth just say I'm smaller than Robert Kikala, but I love his shirts. And so that's the visual you get. So when people say, I say, when God has a sense of humor, he made me. They're like, oh, bro, he's not lying. And they start laughing because I look in the mirror and I laugh every morning. And if you're not laughing enough in your life, put more mirrors in your house and run around, look at yourself. That's going to make anyone laugh. So I have all my brothers and sisters in prison. They're laughing at me. And that's wonderful because that's a sign that their defense mechanisms are down, that they're going to be available and they're going to open their ears maybe to listen to something I might say. Because as soon as they're through laughing, I say, and God made you, bada boom, and I start laughing. Now, sometimes I would 60 men that probably don't find that amusing, but, you know, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we always use humor. But tonight, we're so privileged, as I mentioned earlier, to have Pastor. You know, she's got so many titles, but the one thing that I'm going to always resort to, and that's my default, is she's a daughter of the King.
Amen.
You know, that might have even contributed to her naming a ministry such as that, and we'll go there later on. But Pastor Tayo Tavanga has a passion for the Lord. When you find a woman, you know, I'm so blessed to have Michelle in the studio with us tonight, and also my lovely bride, my wingless angel, Lynette. You know, yeah, see, she got all the fans out there now. And, well, that's the flip side of my life because, well, she is Filipino. And it took me 3 years to convince her that the book in the New Testament was not for her race, the Filipinos. It's for the Philippians. But anyway, she really enjoyed that. And now that she knows there's not a book of proverbials in the Old Testament, we can move forward between genetics and resurrections. But anyway, we're going to have Pastor Tayo. Now, she has a powerful testimony. And, you know, we don't have all month to go through every part of the testimony. But she's going to share her heart tonight. So I just want you to listen to a woman that God has touched. Dude, listen to someone who who's had a past, but my God, she has a future through our God. Hallelujah. Amen. And to know that each and every one of us have the potential to be a mighty warrior for God. You see, it's like God is like a football coach that comes to recruit in Hawaii. You see, these college football coaches, they come in, they see these kids that are like 17 and 18 years old, and they have to look at what's the upside? What's the potential of this young man? What's the upside if I put him on a training table, if I have him work out 5 days a week, if I have him run 4 days a week, if I have him with great coaching and great trainers and everything, can he win me games in about 3 years? Because I'm going to have to develop him. I'm going to have to encourage him. I'm going to have to shape him and mold him into something that's going to be a positive influence into our athletic program, into our university. We're going to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into this young man. Does he have what it takes? You see, college football coaches amaze me because they can see young men, 17 and 18 years old, and in their mind's eye, the good coaches can project where this young man will be. But it doesn't come without hard work. It doesn't come out with doesn't happen without commitment. It doesn't happen without faith. It doesn't happen without going through tough times. And that's like God. See, God looks at us not from the outside, but he looks at our heart. And he sees, what's your upside? Now, you got to remember, my brothers and sisters, we're made in the likeness of his image. Hallelujah. God made man and man made religion. You have to remember that. See, I gave up religion a long time ago to take up a relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And our whole prayer, our whole mission, our whole wish is, I don't care if you go to a big church, just get right with God.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, get right with God. Get that vertical alignment straight. So then you can work on your horizontal relationship. If you got that vertical relationship with Jesus Christ where it should be, you're not going to have a problem with your horizontal relationships, because you're going to answer to your Father in heaven. Amen.
That's right.
But that's enough of me yakking. I want to just, let me hit the applause button. Okay. Low budget, but that's okay. Pastor Tayalta Vaga, welcome to Free Insight Ministry. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. And I know the Lord has a mighty word for you right now. Please share with our thousands of listening audience. Share your heart tonight, Tayal.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Bula Lynn, and just for having me here today in the studio, and just be able to speak about what the Lord has done. And truly, it is all the Lord. I was raised in Long Beach, California, most of my life. Parents divorced when I was about 4 years old. And at that point in my life, we had moved to California from Arizona. And Just to say all of this in a nutshell, I was a very lost young woman. Just some things in life had happened, and I'm sure many can identify. And just a lot of hurt. Life hits us. We get broken into pieces at times. And the sad thing is I didn't know where to go for that. So I turned to alcohol. I didn't do a lot of heavy drugs, but I did turn to look for something to fill the void. And so I wasn't in a gang per se myself, but I hung around with them because I was searching for that someone or that something to fill that missing void on the inside. Mm-hmm. And you know that song that Kenny Rogers wrote, looking for love in all the wrong places. Yeah,
Kenny Rogers, he's a singer?
Yeah, you know,
I might have been before my time, yeah. I'll go Google him later.
But I didn't just look for love in all the wrong places. I indeed found what I was looking for. And when you're hurting, you settle for what you,
that's right,
you think you, that's should right, have. Anyways, moved here to Hawaii. Mom relocated the family back to Samoa when my grandma passed on. And I was raised in California. So moving me from California to Samoa, it was very hard for me to transition.
Ooh, a little culture shock there.
Sure. So I came here to Hawaii where my dad was and met some great people. I came here for school, but I ended up dabbling in sales, and I actually was a transporter of narcotics. And I'm just fast forwarding this all up.
That's like illegal sales.
Illegal sales.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. Gotta put that out there because you could have been a pharmaceutical rep, and I had to clarify that.
Yeah,
she was moving drugs, guys.
Yeah, so I was a runner, and I would fly. And, you know, when I first got in, they're like, did you want to slang? Did you want to sell? Or did you want to fly? And I was like, oh, there's various, you know, occupations within this. You know, there's different levels in this occupation. But I'm saying all that to make it very light. Long story, even shorter or longer. I just found myself at a very, very low place. Parents thought that I was in school and I was trafficking drugs in and out of Hawaii and sometimes to Samoa and various parts of California. And I felt so empty and so alone. And I remember that my mom had gotten born again, and she had prayed for me. And when she flew through 1 year, she told me, you know, Tayo, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I picked her up hungover, and I was like, I don't want to hear about it, Ma. I really don't want to hear about it. So we were going to PCC that day, and I got to tell you this. The car gear wouldn't move. And I said to her, you know what? I'm going to have to go rent a car. And she said, no, let's just pray. Let's just ask God. Yeah. And I was like, ask God to fix the car? No, it's not happening. I go, Mom, you belong to a cult. And she was like, it's not a cult, Tayo. So she prayed. She laid hands on the gear, and she said, Father, in the name of Jesus. She said, try it now. And the car started up, and we went about our day. I was feeling like I was, you know, the Twilight Zone. I literally was like, what just happened? But I didn't want my mom to know I was freaking out. Yeah. I thought, okay, this is weird. But, you know, so we went along. She went to her meeting, came back. After she left, I got so many calls from a local church here, and they were so relentless in reaching me. They said, your mother called the prayer line, and we just want to pray with you. We want to invite you to church. And I just said, I'm not interested. Uh-huh. And long story short, when my friends all got thrown in prison and got caught at the jail on a flight that I should have been on, they came on that flight. We switched last minute, and they got the canine dogs were at the airport waiting, and they got thrown in jail for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I know now, looking back in retrospect, that the hand of God was on my life. And I didn't even know it. And so I say all of that to say that, you know, I went to church on the down low. I ended up going, and I'm again just fast forwarding through this all. I just hit rock bottom. I had suicidal tendencies. Mm-hmm. I started to feel I was unworthy. You know, the whole gamut. And I'm sure anybody listening, if you're a human on this earth, you will encounter, if you have not yet already, these kinds of things that will happen to you. When the enemy messes with our mind, we can't hear anything else.
That's right.
We are so focused, and those lies just come at us. And if we don't have anything to combat, then we will be dead in the midst of the battle. We will be just another casualty, know? And so the third time I went, the pastor was very distinct, and he said, there's a woman here tonight, and the Holy Spirit will not let me end this service, but I have to acknowledge this. And then he said, yes, Lord. And then he looked up, he goes, and I'm even going to say, you are up in the overflow. This is my third time I went.
Wow.
And he said, a woman now. So I looked to my left, all men.
Wow.
I looked to my right, all men. The only ushers were the only women were the ushers. Mm-hmm. Found myself at the altar crying.
Yes.
And the pastor looked at me and he said, sweetie, I don't know your name. I don't know where you've been or what you've done, but I do know this, that tears are a language that only God understands.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done. He wants you right here
right now.
And then he paused and he said, and the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you that he is going to use your life from this day forward. Ooh. And he's going to transform it to empower many other lives. You don't understand that right now. It may be a bit overwhelming for you. And I didn't. And then he said, but God wants you to know he loves you and he's marked your life. And I just remember, you know, Pastor Bula, I just was at a place that was very unfamiliar, yet familiar, if that makes sense. It was a sense of home, and I had just been there for the first time.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And so...
Well, give props to that church and that who actually...
That was Pastor Art Sepulveda.
Hallelujah, Word of Life. Wonderful ministry over there.
Awesome ministry. And I, you know, when I went there, Pastor Kuna and Pastor, at the time, Pastor Dale Aoki, they were ministering in praise and worship. And my heart was just so... It was broken, definitely, in many pieces. And it's so true how when the worship goes up to the Father, it comes out to us and it touches the innermost part of us and the very core of our being and truly massages the heart to be open to receive the word. So by the time Pastor Art got up I don't know if he remembers this, but he was wearing a Nike suit. And the whole theme of that season was just do it.
Just do it. Amen.
And I found myself surrendering my heart to a God that I didn't know, but that I knew, if that makes sense, because I just felt so safe at that moment. Mm-hmm. And so being with Pastor R and Pastor Kuhn and Word of Life, we were there for about 5 years, and just they were awesome mentors. Yes. And then the Lord had directed us to go on, and we went to Koinonia Christian Center under Pastor David and Debbie Katina. My husband and I were there for about 14 years. We served there, and I was on staff there with them, and they seeded so much of our spiritual background is what we learned there as well at Koinonia. And I'm I'm just so blessed looking back, like Word of Life, yes, Koinonia. Yeah. My God, it just directed our steps.
Pillars in the
absolutely.
Kingdom.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And just so blessed to be connected in that way and call them our mentors and spiritual parents at that time. And so fast forward to today, we've been with Destiny Christian Church for 2 years. The Lord and my husband had laid in the Lord, John and I's heart to just pray, and we did. And we've been with Pastor Joe and Pastor Ann Onosai for the 2 years. And I'm sorry if I get a little bit
No, wonderful.
Pastor Joe, when we came over to the church,
yes,
he said, you know, Ty, I just have one word for you, and that's go.
That's
the
right.
word of the Lord for you is just go. Go, girl. Go and do what he calls you to do. Go make the okay. God's yep. going to explode it. And him and Pastor Ann, they've walked us through, mentored us. They've been supporting us. Everything that we have, they're right there with us. And although DOK, he's released and blessed as its own entity, it's still covered so greatly by our pastors at Destiny.
Oh, hallelujah.
So it's a great thing. So all I am and all that I believe God's called me to be in this life is... We talk about a lot, but I live by that conviction that I was the foolish thing, and sometimes yes. I still am, that the Lord used to confound the wise, that I look upon myself in my natural eyes and feel, wow, why would he choose me? Mm-hmm. Why me? And then I realized that it's not about me. It's not about who I am,
that's
but
right.
it's all about whose I am, and that he knew me before I was even substance in my
yep.
mother's
that's
womb.
Right.
He knew me, and all the days of my book were of my life were already written in the book of life. And I didn't even know that back mm-hmm. then, that the God of the universe, he looked down from
hallelujah.
Heaven and he wanted me
you.
Just as
exactly.
I am. Insecurities,
yep.
inadequacies, everything, he wanted me, and he wants
hallelujah.
You. For those of you listening,
praise
he wants everyone, and it's just of us yielding our spirit unto that.
But you know, when I hear your heart-wrenching testimony, Tayo, it's from the heart, you know, and it's just evidence once again, my brothers and my sisters, there's nothing you can do that's going to separate you from the
Amen.
Love of God.
Amen.
Nothing. You know, we go into the dark depths of hell. We plunder hell to build God's kingdom every time we walk into a prison. But God reached out for the lost. God
Amen.
Reached out for the broken. That's who Jesus hung out with. When you look at Jesus, I always tell people, hey, you know Jesus, I think he was part Hawaiian, local. And they go, how come? And I go, he was always eating and talking story. You know, he didn't have the BMWs and the Hummers. He just walk around. Hey, let's go eat. Okay. Yeah, go. We got 5,000 friends we got to feed. Go grab some. What we got? We're not going to McDonald's. All right, get the fish. We're going to make them. We're going to have a fish sandwich. But, you know, Jesus, he was just so down, literally down to earth. And a lot of us forget that he knows every single pain and sorrow and frustration
yeah.
and heartbreak. That's why he came to the earth, flesh incarnate, to walk amongst us.
Yes.
And we forget that sometimes. But even Jesus couldn't carry the cross all the way. It was Simon from Cyrene that had to pick it up
yeah.
and carry it for him. So even Jesus couldn't carry what the world put upon him. Someone had to reach out, reach
yes.
down, lift him
Amen.
Up, and help him. And sometimes we forget that we need help. We can't do it on our own strength. We're not supposed to do it on our own strength. Because it's when you get to the end of your resources, you know who your source
That's
is.
Right. That's
you
right.
know, sometimes you need to get to the bottom of the pit so that all you can do is look up.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times we think we can do it on our own. We can't.
Yeah.
And God's just waiting for us. And local style, you know how it is. When somebody tells you, yeah, 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 that means they don't know what you're talking about. Hey, you ever heard about Jesus or what? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that means like, no, but I don't like to talk to you right now. So it's just we keep going, you know. But it's just in the name of Jesus. But Tayo, you're doing such a wonderful work for the Lord. And it's such a redeeming value. And I know you've got milestones along the way with Pastor Art and Kuna, just a wonderful ministry there, and Pastor Joe. But now you're out in the forefront. You're out in the battle zone. You're out in the trenches. Now you have to walk the talk.
Amen.
You know, and you have to take every step that the Lord has placed before you. But, you know, just share with our listeners real briefly how important now, because, you know, Lynn, my wife and I mean, we're yoked at the neck because we got tied up with two pieces of rope. But, you know, your husband, John, you know, he's such a strong supporter. And together, you're such a powerful couple. Explain and share with our listening audience, all of our brothers and sisters right now, how important it is to be yoked together.
Amen. It's absolutely important because you know how the word says not to be unequally yoked. Mm-hmm. I can so attest what it was like before Christ and now in Christ. And it's very pivotal because there's power in agreement. Two are Hallelujah. Better than one. Yes. And so when we came into the understanding that, hey, we're called not just one in a marriage ceremonial, but one in spirit. That's what God views us and deems That's us right. as. It's very pivotal that we do this together. John, my husband, he's like the most fabulous man alive. And I truly feel God gave him to me. I'm so sorry. I'm getting a little bit, you know.
Hey, we always cry in this station. I cry all the time. Why do you think they clean the floors? They mop them with my tears. It's all right. You know, if I had hair, I'd mop your feet with my tears. But that was another story from the Old Testament, so we ain't going to go there. But like, I get my crying towel, my FFK towel.
But yeah, my husband's been such a pillar of strength. He loves to support. He's confident in who he is in Christ. And he always tells me, babe, that God called you at the forefront and I'm right here behind you to support you. And what I love about him is wherever I minister to whomever, and even this morning, he always lays hands on me. And it's just so important. There's such a strong anointing Amen. In this covenant commitment that yes. God has given to us. And when we tap into that man, yep. we can set the world on fire.
That's right.
And the devil and all of his demons just flee. You know what I'm saying? And so I just love it that I get to do ministry, not just solo, but with my husband as Amen. One. And he leads us. And he's so much of the wisdom and the direction of which where DOK goes. I constantly am bouncing things back and forth. And we pray. And he's always like, I don't think so, or I think so. Mm-hmm. And just we have to come to that peace and that resolve. And we know that where peace is, God is there.
Well, you know, it's that discernment I was witness of the other night when we were having dinner, and he's just so humble, you know, and, you know, the discernment, I mean, he knew exactly how much butter to get you for the crab. To me, that's just unbelievable. Not too much, not too little, just perfect, and did it with a servant's heart, you know, but, you know, you are to John and Lynn to me, you are our queens, you know, and, you know, we love you as Christ loved the church, and Lynn always gives it to God because she knows, if I'm messing up and I see her duck, I know God gonna crack me. So when she starts ducking, I start looking up and waiting for the cracks. But, you know, it's not all fun and games. You know, we always have disagreements. But the wonderful thing, and I always explain it to our brethren that are incarcerated, if you're focused on God and your spouse is focused on God, the closer you get to God, if you look at the triangle, the closer the both of you come to God.
Absolutely.
And that's the focus. You got to love God more than anything else. Amen. And it's a hard thing to understand in today's world. But once they get that, man, they got it for life,
That's
you know.
So good.
And, you know, I just wanted to thank you once again, Pastor Tayal, for coming in today. And I want to close this in prayer for your ministry, and that's the Daughters of the King ministry. And just thank you so much for taking the time out and sharing. I know that your testimony is going to touch thousands out there. And I know as you continue to move forward to share the word of the Lord that you will continue to impact and change lives. And it's not just by what you say, it's how you live your life Amen. And how you do life. Amen. And we do life together. We're going to close in prayer right now. If you could bow our head, everyone out there. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just ask a continued blessing and an anointing and a protection over Tayal, her Ohana, the ministry, and all those that have put seed into her life, Father God. Pastor Art, Pastor Kuhn at Word of Life, Pastor Joe and Pastor Ann at Destiny, Father God, and even Pastor Dave and his lovely bride, Katina, out in 808, Colonia, for putting seed into her life. And now you've seen the fruit of that seed. You're seeing lives being changed because of the time, the efforts that you put into her, that you sowed into her, and as you lifted her up, Father God, for a time such as this. Lord, we continue to ask you to bless Free Inside Ministry and all that we reach out to. Bless all the ministries out there. Bless Camp Agape, Pastor Ron and his lovely bride, Char. And Lord, let us continue to build your kingdom together, not hand in hand, but locked at the elbows, ready for battle, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we just thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercy and grace. But most of all, Lord, we just thank you for you and allowing us the opportunity to call you our Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we just thank you, Lord, for being with us.
Thank you, Father.
And we just thank you. Lord, in your most gracious and powerful and matchless name, we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Tune in tomorrow night, my beloved. We'll be back at you live, 9:30 p.m. on 99.5 FM, The Word. And remember, let's get blessed up, not messed up. Get some rest. Talk to Abba Father tonight.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.